This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that President Donald Trump provoked the Capitol siege. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
It was a remarkable statement from the Senate Republican leader.
The mob was fed lies.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell laid blame on President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
McConnell's remarks came on Trump's last full day in office, and as St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri notes, in advance of a second Senate impeachment trial for Trump.
My guess all along has been that Mitch McConnell really holds the outcome of that trial in his hands.
The House impeached Trump last week on a single charge, incitement of insurrection. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Trump bid farewell in a video address from the White House Tuesday, saying he took on the tough battles, the hardest fights, the most difficult choices, because that's what you elected me to do. Closing out his presidency, Mr. Trump leaves behind a polarized America where thousands are dying daily from the COVID-19 pandemic. The economy is badly damaged, and there is political violence that it's been surging. U.S. Army National Guard and Secret Service police remain on duty in Washington, D.C., with hours remaining before President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. Much of downtown D.C. remains a ghost town, with dozens of roads blocked off and security checkpoints and armed police and troops on standby. Presidential inaugurations are always tightly secure events, with operations led by the U.S. Secret Service, but this year's measures have been amped up after outgoing President Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol on January 6th to prevent the final certification of Biden's victory. This is VOA News. Three self-proclaimed militia members are the first charged with conspiracy and the attack on the U.S. Capitol on the 6th. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Federal investigators say a Virginia man, Thomas Caldwell, was the apparent leader of a plot to attack Congress and the Capitol building on the 6th of this month. The FBI details the communications between Caldwell and former Marine Donovan Kroll and Jessica Watkins, both from Ohio, all of whom claim to be members of the right-wing militia group Oath Keepers. One message refers to members of Congress as traitors. In another received by Caldwell during the insurrection, the center writing, "All members are in the tunnels under the Capitol. Seal them in. Turn on gas." All three face several federal charges, including conspiracy, conspiracy to hurt an officer, and violent entry. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte squeaked through a crucial Senate confidence vote Tuesday night, allowing him to keep his wobbly coalition afloat, but failing to secure the reliable support needed from lawmakers to help effectively govern the country with its pandemic-pummeled economy. Had he lost, Conte would have been required to resign. He could still opt to hand his resignation to the Italian president to try to cobble together a revamped, more solid coalition. At least 15 people were killed and several injured Tuesday after a speeding truck ran over sleeping migrant workers in India's western Surat city. That's according to police. Police said the truck driver lost balance after colliding with a sugarcane tractor, causing the vehicle to run over the sleeping workers on the pavement of the Kim Manvi Highway. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his grief over the death of the workers. Republican lawmakers in the United States, as well as conservative groups, are opposing President-elect Joe Biden's forthcoming immigration plan as massive amnesty for people in the U.S. illegally, underscoring that the measure faces an uphill fight in a Congress that Democrats control just narrowly. And a further complication, several pro-immigration groups said that they would press Biden to go even further and take steps such as immediate moratoriums on deportations, detentions, and new arrests. Coupled with the discomfort of an immigration push could cause for moderate Democrats, liberals' demands illustrated the pressures facing Biden as 4 years of President Trump's restrictive and often harsh immigration policies come to an end. Again, Republican lawmakers and conservative groups now opposing President-elect Joe Biden's forthcoming immigration plans. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.